You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is hour number two. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's an effort Friday. Bart's become a courtroom bully, being all serious. Can we have some fun? It's Friday, man.
All right, man.
You I get it.
BS, I'm going to have to put you in your place.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it and all that stuff. But look, the preseason schedule's out for the NBA. You know what? You know where we're going to be?
Oh, I'm going to be
I already got it. We are in. Like, I'm already setting it up.
I might lose all my New York fans.
October 4th at the Garden, me and you, the Knicks, and the Detroit Pistons. And it's a preseason game, but it's going to be like our Super Bowl. Like, we should put, like, a bet on that game. Preseason, I don't care. We should put something down on that game. Like, make it for real.
I got a bet that the Pistons end up with better record than the Knicks. How about that bet?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that bet. I'm talking about just for that one game. Just that one game. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Tim Hasbeck going to join us here in a few minutes. We'll get into all the quarterbacks. What we saw last night from some of the quarterbacks, including Malik Willis, who had some moments. Mac Jones didn't play, but we got to dive deeper into what's going on there with the play calling. And also we got some quarterbacks to watch tonight, including Deshaun Watson. We'll get into that, of course. But we got some more calls, and I do want to talk to Justin. We like to help our listeners. We like to be like that place you can come if you need advice. And so Justin in Texas, Bart, needs some advice. Justin. Okay.
Yep, I need advice, guys. This is a father of the year type advice.
Oh.
So my 7-year-old boy right now, he thinks he's the next Tom Brady. Joe Burrow clothes, Lamar clothes, any quarterback. But we live in Waco. I can take him. I'm a teacher, so let that set in. We're on teacher salary. I can take him to one game in Dallas.
Yeah.
Week one, we got Tom Brady, which we just heard the news. I'm a little like, and week two, we got Burrow in the house. I already bought the Tom Brady tickets. He wanted to see Burrow, but I was like, you're going to get older. You're going to be happy with my decision making you see Tom. But what do I do now? We don't want to see the Buccaneers back up.
Yeah. You're not going to see the Buccaneers back up. That's the good news is that Todd Bowles told us, and we were just going to get into it, so you're helping us get into this conversation. Tom Brady's going to miss the next couple of weeks, but he'll be back after week three of the preseason, which leaves still plenty of time before the season opener. And he will be under center, barring injury, of course, week one in Dallas. And I see, Bart, I think Justin's making the right choice here.
Yeah, yeah.
His son wants to see Joe Burrow. You're going to have plenty of time to see Joe Burrow again.
Yeah, your son don't know that he don't know.
But Tom Brady?
What Tom Brady has done and what he's accomplished will never be accomplished by any other quarterback in football.
And he's not coming through Dallas again. Like, he will the next time the Bucs are playing at Dallas, Tom Brady will be retired.
Yeah, he got 15 years to see Joe Burrow.
Right.
You go let him see the GOAT, and maybe like you can go early enough and Tom be out there warming up. Tom might come over and give him a high five, and then just imagine what that picture would be like when he's older and he said, "Man, I got a picture with Tom Brady when I was 7-8 years old."
Who else can say that? This is equivalent to, like, Bill Russell is playing, like, or maybe let's do it in the
80s. Kobe last game.
Let's do it in the 80s.
This is last week.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right, is on his farewell tour, his final game.
Ooh,
you can only
Michael
go to
Jordan,
one game.
Or Michael Jordan.
Or Michael Jordan. Which one are you doing?
Ooh, back
I would
in the
probably
day,
say,
with Kareem,
although man. Burrow is not at Michael Jordan's level.
Well, people think that Burrow's going to be the next Tom Brady, so absolutely, right? You heard Gronkowski. They think Burrow's going to be special, and he got the swag. You know what I'm saying?
You know what we're going to do?
The chain, the buffs, all that stuff. He could be swagged out.
But you could see his son, Justin's son, will be able to tell everybody 20 years from now, like, yeah, I saw Tom Brady play live.
Yeah, there's a flex.
Like, I saw him play. Like, all you clowns are talking about whoever is now the next great one. Like, this guy's better than Tom Brady was. And you're like, you know what? I saw Tom Brady play.
Yeah, it is.
Justin, this is what we're going to do. And thanks for the call. This is what we're going to do. I think we should let our callers tell us.
Yeah.
Right? At Barton Hahn, also when you call in, should Justin take him to see Tom Brady or should he have taken him to see Joe Burrow? Because the kid wants to see Burrow, but the dad's saying, listen,
Burrow's
son.
Cool right now.
Listen, son. Brady, you'll remember that forever.
See, Brady's wearing cardigans and all that stuff, man. Joe Burrow got the buffs on. He got the chain on.
Oh, he's swagged out.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's swagged out. Meanwhile, like we mentioned, so Brady will miss for personal reasons, going to miss the next couple of weeks in training camp. Here's Todd Bowles giving us the latest.
He didn't want to take away reps from Blaine and Kyle and as well as Griff as far as going into these next two games, and it's something he needs to handle. We trust him. We talked about it. It was scheduled way before training camp, and he will not be here until after Tennessee. Yeah, if he didn't have the years and the experience that the guy has and comes in and works diligently, I would definitely be concerned. It's a personal issue, and that's all I can tell you.
So yeah, all we know is personal issue. But
would he get a vasectomy? What the hell is a personal issue, man? What the hell is he doing?
I mean, whatever, like, it is. Yeah, you hope it's not serious. Now, let's be honest. Let's hope it's not.
Man, we're going to find out that he was going to finish his part of the movie that he's producing.
You never know. Like, whatever it is, he also, you hear him mention that he didn't want to take reps away from.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like, obviously.
Stop it.
They want to know what Kyle Trask can do, right?
But
how much, though? But, Bart, in all seriousness, though, how much of an impact could this have? There's no Ryan Jensen. Julio Jones is trying to get some chemistry there. You're just not going to see a lot of reps. Do you see this having an impact on the start of their season? Their first 4 weeks aren't
zero.
Easy.
It's still zero. Zero impact. Okay. Listen, he'll do his part. We don't have to worry about Tom doing his part. The other guys, and, you know, sometimes it forces other people to be leaders in the huddle, right? So now the receiver's got to step it up, and they can't have a flat practice because they have to have, you know, somebody else step up.
But that's where I think you miss him the most, don't you? Isn't he impact?
No, you want other people
sets
to
the
have
standard.
It's just like sometimes when the head coach aren't there and then the assistants have to step up. You know, sometimes, like, I've been there where Rex wasn't there and then, you know, Mike Patton ran practice. And sometimes when I was with Brian Billick, he was like, I'm not coaching today. Rex, coach. And he was prepping his guys to be head coaches, right, to see what it's like to command a room.
Gotcha.
So now you need some of the other guys to step up, because now somebody has to step up to the leadership role and say, whether it's Mike Evans,
right?
Somebody got to step up. All right, guys, let's be crisp. Let's be on point. Let's run our routes. Let's go out here and get this work done.
So the schedule goes like this for the Bucs, as you heard again. So Sunday on the 11th, that's when it starts. They have the night game. They have the Sunday night game at Dallas.
The rematch to the opener from last year.
Last year, and that was a fun opener. And then in week two, they're at the Saints. Ooh, and you love the Saints.
Yeah, that's barbecue chicken. They're going to take that L anyway.
Okay, so you love the Saints. And then they play Green Bay at home.
Ooh.
The next Sunday. Mm. And then week four, home against the Chiefs on a Sunday night game
again. They could be 1-3.
Right? That's what I mean. Like, this is not an easy start to the schedule. And as we mentioned, no Ryan Jensen. That's a big loss in the middle of that offensive line.
That blitz.
As we know, Brady. Yep, that's right. Brady doesn't like it. Like, again, that up the middle blitz is something that really does affect him at his feet. Then it goes Falcons, Steelers, Panthers. So softens up.
Yeah. They'll be 4-4.
Right. It's a wild schedule, though, because it's like you see the way the schedule goes. They don't have an easy schedule, but they have the hardest first month of the season in the league. So for Brady, if it's anybody but Tom Brady, would you be more concerned? But because it's Tom Brady, you're like, man, the guy's watching film. You know he's maniacal. He'll be ready.
But guys, listen, they've been in this same system. This isn't a new system, so it's not like he has to come back and he has to learn a new system.
Yeah, it's Byron Leftwich, who's still the OC.
They've been in the system for 3 years.
Yeah. So again, for you, it's zero concern, not a big deal. Do you still see the Bucs, though, as a Super Bowl contender, a Super Bowl favorite? There's a lot of talk about that.
Julio is always great until he hurt his feet. You know, he's never healthy, so I'm not worried about that.
All right. You say so.
That clock's never late. That train's never late.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See, just good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is going to be away from the team for at least a week on an excused absence.
No, it's not going to be a big deal. He's been in every type of system imaginable. He's seen every type of defense.
It usually means it's something family related, and it's something that the team is obviously okay with him doing.
We trust him. We talked about it.
All right, so Tom Brady will not be around the Bucs for a couple of weeks, personal reasons. It's still early enough in the preseason for it to not worry about what the impact of week one, but of course it's still a story. So to continue the conversation, we bring in Tim Hasselbeck, our ESPN NFL analyst, who joins us right now on Bart and Hunt. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
So we're doing great. So the two-week thing here, what do you see it as? Do you think it's just, if it's anybody else, maybe you'd be concerned, but because of who it is, that it should not have any impact on this team's momentum going into the season?
Here's what I think. I think Brady will be absolutely fine. He's played a lot of football. I think he'll be ready. I'm not concerned for him at all. The thing that I would say is, the negative for Tampa is, like, anytime you have other players that can be around Tom, especially players that haven't played with him in the past, like, it's a good thing for those players, right? You take the greatest quarterback of all time. He gets to be around young receivers or even veteran receivers that, can kind of understand, his timing, what he's expecting, that type of stuff. They can learn from that. And so when people look at the beginning part of their season, you can say, maybe it comes down to a one-possession game against any of those first four opponents. Like, is having, done the work, in training camp and preseason, does that help you, convert one more third down, get in field goal range so that you ultimately end up winning the football game? Like, that's where I think you could maybe make an argument that there's a problem, with it. But, that being said, if he's back the 21st, you're looking at like 3 weeks before their first game.
Yeah, so you're looking at it more like it's Kim more than anything else, right? It's just simply down to that, which you can always pick up along the way. All right, so last night, so we have our preseason begin last night, and we have a couple of quarterbacks already to watch from last night, and we will have some more for tonight. First and foremost, though, because there's so much scrutiny going to be on Daniel Jones with a new coach now in Brian Daboll, with Saquon Barkley as well. Daniel Jones did not face the Patriots' best defense. He did get hit a couple of times, but what did you see out of him in last night's performance?
Yeah, I thought he looked okay. In some of the hits, I don't know, people have been talking about how much he's hit, and they should be concerned with that. Not all the hits were the same, right? He gets hit down near the goal line where, the protection's sliding away. There's a free runner. That's the design. The ball came out. And so, believe it or not, that's a good play. The play action sack, like, that's not a good play. You have a hat for a hat, but you don't hold up in protection and the quarterback, goes down. So, I try my hardest, and I think that you guys probably are the same way, like, to not overreact to the preseason. Like, it was almost like, I'll see a really good play and be like, wow, okay, that's good. And then I have to remind myself, like, look, this is one play in a preseason game. You're not game planning, like pump the brakes a little bit. So I thought he looked comfortable. I think the bigger takeaway for me would be, look, Saquon Barkley scored 2 touchdowns in the last 2 seasons combined. Like, the fact that I think he touched the ball 5 times last night, he was a guy that normally wouldn't play in the preseason. Mm-hmm. They need to get a lot out of him, and that would help Daniel Jones quite a bit.
Now, I want to go to the other game last night. The Ravens keep their streak going haven't lost a game since 2015.
It's crazy.
Since 2015. And somebody has to win them, right? But, you talk about, on the other side, Malik Willis, we all know that, he's in a real live competition. He's the future. Tannehill is the present. But with what he was able to show as far as what we already knew, his ability to really attack teams with his legs, do you think that maybe – it may be some type of package that they need to implement with him and Derrick Henry, because understanding that the mobile quarterback holds the backside defensive end from flattening down and the backside linebacker, creating more running lanes and play action off of that.
Listen, Bart, I think it's really interesting. You know, I live in Nashville, and you know, that's kind of the talk is like, hey, is there going to be a package for him? Is there going to be a package for him? And look, he's an elite runner, like plain and simple. I think he broke more tackles last year than any other player in college football. Like, he is an elite runner. They drafted him to be a quarterback, though. And so there's this balance of, all right, like how do we want to treat him? Like, do we want to treat him like he's this, like, specialty, you know, almost gadget-type player? Mm. You know, you guys got me?
Yeah, he's a Taysom Hill that.
Yeah, like, and I don't know that you want to do that, because I think he's got so much talent. He's got an excellent arm, and I think you want to coach him as a quarterback. So I'm not sure what they will do. The thing that stunned me, Bart, was how Mike Vrabel said afterwards that he pulled him from the game because he wasn't throwing the ball. Like, I can't remember ever hearing a head coach talk about a quarterback, especially a quarterback getting his first NFL reps that way.
Yeah, that's amazing. He's not throwing the ball. Maybe he wants him to be more of a pocket quarterback and be able to go through his progression. So, yeah, but that's a work in progress. Yeah, that's a work in progress as well. But
you know what else is a work in progress? I was talking with Tim Hasselbeck about some of the games from last night as the preseason in the NFL has begun. Is we didn't see Mac Jones, but we did see two play callers for the Patriots in Matt Patricia and then Joe Judge. And you know, Bill Belichick telling us, it's, you know, don't worry about it. We're just figuring it out. We're working through it. Mac Jones is a second-year quarterback. Do you think this is a concern? Is this worth watching, or are we just supposed to trust Bill Belichick?
I think it's a legitimate concern. I mean, I guess it doesn't mean that you don't trust Belichick. Look, I think that we've actually are giving it the benefit of the doubt because of Belichick's track record. And but that doesn't mean you can't sit here and say, all right, that's great, but like, Josh McDaniels was an excellent play caller in the National Football League. You're replacing him with one of two guys that has never called plays in the NFL before. Like, are they going to be any good at it? Like, do we really know if Matt Patricia or Joe Judge is going to be good at calling plays? Like, you don't. And then on top of it, which I think is another legitimate concern, is the fact that you have a second-year quarterback. And I just will maintain that any quarterback that I had been around that had sustained success in the NFL usually had a real good understanding of what the play caller wanted when a call would come in. Like, look, when I was at the Giants and Kevin Gilbride called something, like, Eli knew exactly what Kevin was looking for. And I think that's usually the case. And so when you don't have that, and look, I would even, and I defer to Bart on this, but like, I think the same thing happens with defensive play callers, where it's like, okay, he's calling this pressure, but like, he also, like, I know if they come in empty, like, he needs me to get out of it. Like, so, like, the same thing happens. And so I just think that, like, there's a reason to be, you know, curious about if that's a good idea and if it will work.
Yeah, understanding the why. And that's why I have the Patriots taking a step back and missing the postseason. Because I just don't see if they can't win the division, and nobody believes that they can win the division, I can't see them being one of the top seven teams in the AFC to go to the postseason. Mm-hmm. I just can't see it. And if that happens, then what are we saying about Bill Belichick and a second-year quarterback going into year three? I mean, a lot of work has to be done, because I feel like the rest of the AFC, because of all the great quarterbacks coming to the AFC, you know, I think that, you know, that really leaves the Patriots in that play-in type of tournament, because I think they may be haunted by Josh Allen for the next 15 years, like Tom Brady haunted the AFC East for the last 20 years before he decided to depart.
I think there's three teams in that division that are going to be haunted by Josh Allen for years to come. Tim, how about the situation in San Francisco now? So we know they're moving on from Jimmy Garoppolo. In fact, he could even end up in Cleveland for all we know. But we did our second-year quarterbacks. We did a little power rankings, and Bart put together a list, and we just did five. Now, there are six if you include Davis Mills. He had Mills at five. He went all the way down to one where he has Trevor Lawrence. Who he doesn't have in that five is Trey Lance, because he feels like he's going to struggle because he hasn't played a lot of football. What do you think is going to happen in San Francisco, and how much of an impact is going to have on their ability to be a team that can go as far as the Super Bowl? Their roster is really good.
Yeah, I've been kind of banging that same drum for a while now. Here's what I would say. I'm going to preface this by saying I think Kyle Shanahan has been the best play caller in the NFL in terms of scripting completions over the last, just recent memory. So Kyle does a very good job of getting guaranteed completions. And that'll be a benefit to Trey Lance, just like it's been a benefit to when it's been C.J. Beathard or it was Garoppolo or it was Nick Mullins or whoever was playing as he was calling plays. Now, here's what I would say, and I think that Bart is right about this. I think Trey Lance has something like 3 or 4 starts in the last like 970 days by the time this NFL season starts. It's just impossible to be good at anything when you don't do it. It just is, especially playing quarterback. And so, if you think about since leaving high school, what has he played, 20 games? Yeah. And 19 of them are at a lower level of college football? Like, I just think that there's going to have to be growing pains. And he was drafted on potential. He barely played last year. Anybody that says, like, they know for sure he's going to be good is guessing. I just because that's all it is right now. Like, it is potential. Like, that's, and he has the physical tools. By all accounts, he's got great intangibles and is a good leader, relates to the locker room, is smart, all of those things. But look, there have been other guys that have checked those boxes as well. Like, I think you need to see it on the field.
Yeah, I think he's going to be like Jalen Hurts. I think they're going to use his athleticism. And he's going to be like Colin Kaepernick when they went to the Super Bowl. I think he's going to be a big part of this running game. They're going to play about, scripting easy completions, letting the Debo get the handoff, jet sweeps, and use him as a runner, much like Jalen Hurts. I expect them to have maybe 600-700 yards rushing. And I expect them to be right there, but they're going to win ugly. When I talk about Davis Mills, I believe if Davis Mills would have stayed in, he probably would have been the first quarterback selected this season. And I think that, people really underestimate that he was serviceable last year, and he had him in the games, and he is a talented quarterback, even though the records are not going to reflect how good he is. Same with Justin Fields, because he's on a bad football team. But I believe that we're going to think that, hey, this guy has talent. And Davis Mills potentially could be the longer if they decide. Because if they have a bad record and they're in place to get one of these good quarterbacks coming out, I think they may have to pull the trigger. But Davis Mills, I believe, is a serviceable quarterback.
Yeah, we got to leave it right there, Tim.
To your point, the fact that they weren't in the QB market tells you a lot of people felt that way. I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, again, the story in San Francisco will be really interesting. It'll be centered around the quarterback position, but isn't it always? Tim, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
See you, fellas.
All right, Tim Hasselbeck again. So agreeing with you on almost everything that we discussed here from
smart,
top to bottom.
Smart man.
So, yes, absolutely.
He's been listening to Barstradamus. Listen, but this Barstradamus thing is catching on, man. I'm telling you. They started to realize,
It really
Oh, yes.
Well, it's not time
Finally,
for Barstradamus yet.
They
no, no, not yet. No, the
me.
Season. When the season begins, we will summon Barstradamus. But right now, Tom Brady playing to 45 years old. We don't see that as a quarterback, right? Yeah. There's another quarterback that thinks that he can get there, too, and it's not Aaron Rodgers. We will discuss that next in Audio Files. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn. Bart and Hahn.
Nobody should ever be able to wear number 23. You see his damn eyeballs. I don't know what kind of jaundice yellow eyeballs he got, man.
Let's not start predicting any demise of
Please don't do that. I'm just saying, man. Dude, like, he got jaundice. All he do is drink brown and smoke cigars. He got adult jaundice. He don't know it yet. He need those little blue lights. But I'm saying, somebody had to say it.
Bart and Hahn.
And that somebody always seems to be Bart Scott.
I'm a truth sayer.
Look, nobody said you weren't.
You can't see me right now, huh?
Here's the thing with Bart. You never have to worry about changing the filter because there is none.
You can't see me right now, huh? Because I'm on the ground laying down adjusting my back. I must have slept wrong.
I was wondering where you went.
My C4 and C7 stuck, so I'm sitting on the top of the box trying to get it to pop.
Tell you what, though. I've, from today, did a little track work this morning. And I've got, like, that, what is that, IT band?
When that thing gets a little sore?
Remember earlier this week? You saw me. I was standing up a lot.
You got to roll out.
Think I got to roll out?
You got to roll out to my IT bands, man. It's going to get that low back, get them hamstring helpers.
Right. Well, as you know, that's usually what happens, right? Like, when you have calf soreness, you know what's coming in about 2 days.
Yeah.
Lower back issues, right? You got hamstring issues, you know what's coming. Lower back issues. IT band, oh, yeah, your hips are going to start hurting. So I want to avoid that. As much as I can.
You should do the Macarena.
I should do the Macarena?
Yeah, loosen your hips up. Hey, Macarena.
Put some Shakira on and I'll just dance with Shakira. No, you know what I need? I need my teeter.
Macarena.
See, we don't have Renee here to help translate.
Macarena.
But you were saying macadamia like a month ago.
Hey, Macarena.
Have you ever done inversion treatment?
I do it all the time.
I love it.
I got a teeter.
You have a teeter?
Yeah, I got a teeter. I got the teeter with the heated pad.
Yeah, I love that. It was one of the best purchases ever.
Pressure points in there, too.
Yes.
One time you hang upside down like you're a vampire, like you're a bat in a cave,
but I don't care.
One time I got stuck, and I couldn't get back up. I couldn't curl back up to get back.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
I always bring my phone and put it right underneath me just in case.
Help me.
Yeah. Like, you never know. What if you can't get out of it?
Yeah, you get stuck.
Or if the blood rushes to your head to a point, maybe you're ready to pass out.
Exactly.
It's the best feeling in the world, though. Once you're, like, you do it for, like, 2 minutes, and then you get up, and then you get off it, and you're like, oh, you feel like a new man.
You should try traction, too, where they put a thing over your neck, and they slightly start stretching
your neck.
You mean
drawn and quartered? I want to be drawn and quartered?
No,
what is this, like, medieval times?
Hey, man.
Whatever works. No, I can get my back to pop, though, on the teeter. Just lay there for a minute, and I'll just let it loose, and all of a sudden it's like, it feels so good. Anyways, you know what else is good? O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooh.
For all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. So stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Bart, we've talked about the headlines. We've had conversations, but right now it's time to let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
Google me.
The Audio File. The Audio File.
The gong was too far away for me to reach
gong.
As I'm trying to stretch my IT bag.
Boing.
That's what happens when you get old. By the way, that last minute was literally old man radio. Ow, my back hurts.
Well, that's a lot of our listeners. It's a lot of our listeners. You know what I'm saying? We can relate. They can relate to that. Sitting on your wallet, you wake up next time your back hurts.
Just complaining about pain and back pain.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, it's totally like that. So sad. Meanwhile, let's get to some stuff here. Patrick Mahomes. We spent so much time talking about how Tyreek Hill is now with Tua.
Who? The Jets.
And he's in Miami and all that stuff. But what about what Patrick Mahomes now has at his disposal with the Kansas City Chiefs? He's got Valdez Scantling. He's got Juju Smith-Schuster. He's got Sky Moore, the rookie. You love him, right? From Western Michigan. So some new additions, some new faces in the wide receiver room for Patrick Mahomes. And he's looking forward to it. Saturday afternoon, they are playing the Bears.
It'll be good to get in there with the new group of receivers that we have. All the running backs and kind of show how we do it in the game, because obviously we're doing it here at practice, but to show how we do it in the game before that first game against Arizona, who's a great opponent, I think will be good for us.
Anywho, very excited.
Kermit D. Frog here. No. Jesus.
But I'm curious to see how this works.
That's why you sound like Kermit D. Frog.
I'm just curious to see what this looks like. Because MVS and Juju are interesting additions, but I still don't think it's the same attack as it is when you have a guy like Tyreek Hill. But let's not forget, he still has Kelsey.
Well, he got Mecole Hardman, too, who was brought in to
Mecole
be a Tyreek
Hardman,
Hill.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, was there to kind of replace him. He has this type of speed that he has. But the thing is, when you talk about Juju Smith-Schuster, you talk about Mecole Hardman, you talk about Sky Moore, they all combined are Tyreek Hill. Neither one of them are Tyreek Hill by themselves, which means that teams are going to try and play them one-on-one. If you got a J.C. Jackson, if you got a Marlon Humphreys, if you got a Jalen Ramsey, you're going to try to take these their number one weapon away man-to-man, which then creates less mismatches for the other guys.
Fair enough. All right. From one quarterback to another, Denver will get to see Russell Wilson in a Broncos uniform for the first time. And Saturday night, they host the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's fry.
Now, let's listen to Russell Wilson tell us about where he sees his career going, how much longer he thinks he could play.
I've played 10 years, going on my 11th year. You know, I got another whole 10 to 12 more years hopefully left to play. I feel amazing. I feel the best I've ever felt. I feel strong. I feel fast. I feel confident. No fear, you know. I feel like a winner.
Feel like a winner. He's 33. If he plays 12 more years, he'll be 45.
Tom Brady, right?
Tom Brady's showing you that it can be done. Would you be surprised to see Russell Wilson do this?
I mean, I can see 41, 42. I mean, if he wanted to, if the team allowed him to, you know what I mean, I can see that. If he goes to a team that maybe needs somebody that can get him over the hump, he won't be in Denver for the next 15 years. But for me, we forget that Benny Testaverde played early into his 40s. We forget that Warren Moon played early into his 40s. It's guys that have played at high levels early into their 40s at the quarterback position. I mean, I think John Elway was, 38, 39. He was pretty damn close. So, I mean, us seeing a guy with technology, with nutrition, you know, if they take their body right, if they make the adjustment like Carmelo did, like Chris Paul did, like Tom Brady did, I can see guys playing longer. I mean, we never question this in boxing. When we see Bernard Hopkins fighting at damn near 50, when we look at George Foreman fighting at damn near 50, we don't look at it. And those are combat sports as well. So I absolutely believe that he can play into his 40s. Would he be able to play to 45? Would anybody want him at 45? I don't know.
I'll tell you what. We are, I think, getting into now the era, especially with nutrition and training and everything, sports science. I do think we are getting into that a generation now of athletes who can play well into their 40s, mainly because of that ability to train and be disciplined. You're going to see longer careers because
– and the HGH is ready to know it. It's undetectable.
You must know it too. The more you play, the smarter you get. So when your brain and your body are at that place where you can perform, you're a much better player. So let's see. Let's
the
see
league protects these guys. The league protects these guys now, so it doesn't matter because now they don't get hit. Like back in the day when Joe Theismann was getting hit 15 seconds after he threw the football. Right. Yeah. So now they can't get touched anyway. Did you see that bull crap – illegal contact in the Giants game? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because he landed on him.
I didn't talk about that one. Yeah, oh, my God. I'm sorry.
On top of the quarterback, do it.
I'm supposed to run through the gauntlet full speed, not knowing if one of these linemen going to peel off and peel my muffin back blue, and then I land and then I hit what I'm trying to hit, and I got to take it down, and it's bigger than me, and I'm sorry if I landed on top of it. Yeah, you feeling sorry for the dude that's bigger than me that I hit. Okay. Now, if he comes swat me down like a little fly, I'm going to get teased on SportsCenter because I'm saying, look at him. He got stiff-armed by the quarterback. Malik Willis breaking tackles. He like 220, and he only 5'2", and then you don't got no problem with that. But if I hit his ass, I can't land on top of him. Come
All
on,
right.
man.
Bart has regrets. I wonder if he has regrets about his career. But I wonder if those regrets are similar to the ones Antonio Brown outlined in his latest social media post. Man, we got to figure that out. We got that in your calls coming up next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Did you watch any of that? I know we had football last night, and I know you were probably all into that. But did you watch any of the Field of Dreams game?
Man, I watched Kevin Costner.
But you didn't see? Did you see the Griffies? Griffey and Griffey Sr. walking out from the cornfields. Hey, Dad, let's have a catch. Very emotional, you know, from the movie. You didn't see that? That's kind of. See, I know you love the Griffies, so I thought you'd like that.
I do love the Griffies, but
that's kind of cool. Now, obviously, Senior played for the Reds, big red machine. So you know, there's a connection there. Cubs ended up winning the game 4-2. Joey Votto was mic'd up. He was great. Like it was. Look, the weather was ridiculous. Like it looked, the sky just looked so cool. Like they have lucked out now. These two that they've had, where the weather held up.
Somebody gonna get an alien abduction out there. Them corn crop fields.
It's visually
if you want to, and it ain't all good stuff that come out of the Field of Dreams.
Oh, like what, you think it's like the Children of the Corn?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. que
is that what you think this is going to be?
Yeah, for people out there of a certain age, they know what Children of Corn are all about.
Yeah. Wait, so
watch out for them.
Would you be one of those people that they're like, all right, Bart, what we want you to do is go into the corn stalks about 10 feet, and then when we tell you, walk out to us, and you'd be like, yeah, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be able to do that. You better put me right there, like hide me right there in the front, and I'll step through. Like, but I ain't going deep in none of that. You forget that one. Children of the Corn, you know, that's how all horror movies start. Alien abductions, hell no. You gonna
how
take
is
me to
that
a crop
not,
field?
Like, think about this too. When you think about Field of Dreams, the movie, just the fact that there is Ray Kinsella and he hears, if you build it, he'll come.
Yeah,
and you're like, ah, like you're not freaked. Instead, he's going like, I just hear this voice.
That's the
like
difference.
He's calmed by the voice. Instead of going like, I'm hearing voices. What the hell?
That's the difference between y'all and us. Because we black people would have got their car packed up, left the kids, and just peeled out. I'm out.
That's
y'all
Eddie
saw
Murphy.
Me leave. Yeah,
that's the Eddie Murphy thing, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful house, right?
Yeah. I gotta tell you, as a kid that grew up in the Midwest, that movie scared the crap out of me.
Did it really?
Oh man.
Hell yeah. Hey, give me a second.
God.
Like, you know what?
I don't want to build it. I don't want him to come.
You know what? Call Toll Brothers. I'm out. Peace. Yeah, no, you build
it.
I ain't building nothing.
Like,
am I getting paid for building
it? So romantic and so nice.
First of all,
be honest. You heard a voice from the past, from the beyond, saying he will come, and you're like, yeah, I want him to come.
I don't know if I want to meet him. Yeah, second of all, where am I getting this money to build it from?
Go the distance.
Y'all sending me a stipend?
Wait, now go the distance.
I got a PPP? Like,
yeah, well, remember, he just raised his farm and put a baseball field for no reason. And his brother-in-law thought he was nuts.
You'll give me an SBA loan? What's going on?
We just ruined a really good movie.
Yeah, build it, ain't come. Hell no.
If you build it, he will come.
Bart and Hahn. Bart and Hahn.
Chris Candy. 90s hip-hop and R&B is old school. That's throwback. I know it seems like it was yesterday for you, but you're dangerously close to sounding like Get Off My Lawn.
Imagine your parents coming to you talking about some stuff that they played in the 50s, talking about this ain't old school, this new school.
Freaking doo-wop into this thing, man.
Bart Scott 1, Alan Hahn 0.
Bart and Hahn.
Yeah, but I think I've come back from that loss.
Hip-hop 49 years old today, son.
50?
49.
It's 49? I thought it was 50.
It's 49, man. I saw it on Instagram. It got to be true.
It's got to be true. It was a meme. You're one of those guys. Hey, speaking of stuff that is hard to believe, so how about this tweet from Pro Football Talk? So apparently someone who claims to represent Roquan Smith, you know, of the Bears, remember he had a trade demand at the Ryan Poles said, yeah, we're not doing anything. We're not trading him. So apparently this person who claims to be representing Smith, who is, by the way, does not have an agent, is calling teams to gauge trade interest, even though the Bears have not granted him to seek a trade.
Hold on, you say he don't have an agent?
Yeah.
So that means that he calling himself. Like, yeah. I just Roquan Smith agent? Yeah. What would it take for us to get up out of here, dog?
Is that one of his friends going, I'll handle this for you. Like, he just went rogue. Like, a friend went rogue thinking, I'm going to get in with Roquan, right, because I'm going to find him a team, and I'm going to broker this for him, and then I'm going to get that 3%.
I'm going to need you to call Verizon or Sprint or Segler and figure out who and trace that number and see who the hell did that.
Oh, my God. That's just too damn funny.
I wonder what name popped up on the call ID. Did they call Star 6?
But you know what, though?
Star 6-7?
Yeah. They still do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? That's not even the most bizarre thing we saw on Twitter.
Because a place for the crazies, man.
Yeah, well, Antonio Brown just said, hold my beer when it comes to that one.
Yeah.
So he puts this out, and I just on his Twitter account saying, sincerely, AB. And it's, my biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet. Remember that? I didn't know he showed up in a hot air balloon. Or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, in case you forgot whose tweet this was, playing a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards. But I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
More like watching Young MC perform his one hit, Bust a Move. Probably more like that. And it isn't. The dude's
Beatles
not well.
Or Jesus performing at Red Rocks.
The dude's not well. And he's hanging around another dude that's not well in Kanye West. And two people enabling each other. It's not a good recipe for success. But I tell you what, you think about Yeezy, he made him part of his Donda sports agency.
Yeah.
You know, Kyrie, another guy, they all fit in. People, athletes of a certain mindset, you know, they probably go get Ron Artest to be the CEO. You know what I mean? They all getting together and just
I don't think Ron, I don't think Artest has, like, this God complex that the other three you mentioned have right now.
Well, he thinks
but
he's,
that is such
he
a
he's the Buddha. He thinks he's the Buddha.
Well, you know what, though?
We
play into
guy.
It. We play into it, right? Yeah. We play into it, but it's so weird. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're a Giants fan, there's a player that needs to be called out. We'll do that next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.